From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and we're going to spend some time now thinking about the human voice, not just the one you're hearing on the radio right now. Think about your own voice, the way you casually say hello or order your morning coffee, perhaps sing along with your favorite song. Speaking is something many of us take for granted. Well, not Jan Christian. For 35 years, she could barely utter a word after her windpipe and her voice box were crushed in a car accident when she was just 17. Talking on the phone was almost impossible. Her children and her husband had never heard more than a raspy whisper. But thanks to a very complicated surgery, Jan Christian is on her way to regaining her voice, and she joins us now from Cincinnati, Ohio. Jan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
When you finally could talk after what sounds like a very complicated surgical process, I'm just curious, what was your first word?
Well, the first sound I made was an E. And this next sentence was, "Did you hear that?" I was so thrilled just to be able to be louder and more clear. There's so much that I have inside of me that I wanted to get out.
Jan, you're there with your husband, Randy. Randy, we're across the country from each other, and right now in this moment, I sure wish I was there in the studio with the two of you, because I can imagine the smile on your face as you listen to your wife.
It is wonderful. You know, there's been folks that have said, oh, you know, quiet wife, you can't hear the wife, perfect. And the reality is that's not true. Obviously, you know, I'm her husband, and I'm there to be her helper. And so at times, I felt like I'd let her down because I didn't quite hear her, so I would try to catch myself, you know, overcompensating in another area to kind of make up for it. But if I just pay attention and I listen, then, of course, I could hear her.
Jan, how did you two communicate in all those years where you couldn't rely on using your voice?
Well, I have a killer whistle. So when it was time for my kids to come in, I would use that. And a lot of body language.
Body language?
I use my hands a lot. I think I use my expression in my eyes a lot. Trying to come, you know, use eye-to-eye contact.
I'm thinking when you're talking about eye-to-eye contact, I'm thinking about the kids. And if, Randy, since you could raise your voice, you were probably the disciplinarian. But, Jan, I wonder if you had to, as a mother, perfect the look.
Yes, I did.
I was just going to point that out. She does have the look.
All mothers have a version of the look.
That's correct, yes.
I was just curious, how did you meet the doctor who restored your voice? And did you really believe in him? Did you have faith in him when he said that he might be able to bring your voice back?
Well, this is really funny. I was out shopping for makeup. And, you know, over 35 years, everybody asked me if I'm sick. And then I would, you know, give them the Reader's Digest version of what happened to me. And this one lady handed me, you know, Dr. Kosla's number and said, if anybody could do anything, he could. And, God, you know, you're so full of emotion. On like 2 days, I just cried and cried. And then I made my pros and cons list of, you know, why should I do this? Am I too old? And I finally decided that if I kept analyzing it, I was going to analyze my dream to death. So I just jumped in it.
Now, we're talking about Dr. Sid Kosla. And, Jan, as we listen to your voice, is what we're hearing a voice in progress? You still have months of therapy.
Yeah, they said it would take about a year to get it where I don't have to, you know, I can talk freely. At this point, I have to focus on my breathing and my sitting and, you know, how I hold my neck, my posture. So it takes a lot of focus to talk at this point.
It's a learning process, getting the vocal cords that were basically either not there or not moving because of being buried in scar tissue, now they're at the surface. So you basically have a child that the vocal cords now are starting to vibrate.
Jan, in some ways, do you feel like that in the way that when a child first discovers their voice?
Oh, very much so. We were at a conference last weekend, and Dr. Kosla said it was easier for a child to ride a bike than it was to learn how to talk. Sometimes I watch a boy up the street that's got autism, and I watch him, and I can really relate. You know, he wants to speak, and he wants to express himself, but, you know, his disease doesn't allow him to do that. So I understand the frustration and the loneliness and the sadness that he's got.
How'd you two meet?
ran into each other in a hallway. No, I'm kidding. We actually met out dancing.
Jan, did he ask you to dance?
No, actually, I asked his best friend to dance. And his best friend said, no, I don't like to dance. Go ask him.
And that is true.
Really? How'd you fall in love? How'd you know that this was the one?
Oh, let me tell you. I came in one time to his condo, and his rabbit had died, and he was crying and upset about it. And that's when I knew that I loved him. And then the second time it really confirmed it is we went out on a date, and he kissed the back of my hand. I'm going to marry that guy.
Randy, and at that point, it sounds like she was a really good dancer.
Yes.
But often people fall in love over conversation. How'd you two talk?
You know, I was a guy at the time that I could care less about what people said. I was young and foolish. But yet I found someone that I had compassion for, one, but also she was very attractive, and she is today. And so I was drawn to her physically, but also it helped me pull in and actually focus on somebody else and listen to their needs, their wants, their desires. And I was just drawn into that.
Jan, I'm wondering if there was something in all those years that you were just dying to do, to say I love you really loud, to yell for your kids at a sporting event, to sing out loud at some sort of ceremony.
Oh, definitely. There was times when, you know, my kids were playing soccer, they would score, and you know, I mean, I couldn't yell, so I would just cry. And I'd always threaten them that I'd buy one of those big horns, but they didn't let me do that. And I think expressing my love with Randy is a lot of maybe tangible things. You know, I do more trying to show my love versus saying it. So I have like a different love language.
It has been so wonderful to talk to both of you. I've been speaking to Jan and Randy Christian. Jan Christian lost her voice after a car accident 35 years ago, and thanks to surgery, she is well on her way to getting it back. Thanks to both of you. All the best to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is NPR.